This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. President Donald Trump says in a Fox News interview that he might pursue denuclearization over pressuring North Korea over its human rights abuses. Pro-life advocates have long been concerned over forced abortions and infanticide there. Cecile Richards is saying things even stranger than when she was head of Planned Parenthood. The LA Times printed her comments saying that abortion is safer than Tylenol and is essential for women. Again, victims of botched abortions and the child in an abortion are ignored. Irish lawmakers and its prime minister are making loud noises about compelling Catholic hospitals with public funding to perform abortions. Doctors and nurses will not be compelled to perform, but will be required to refer for abortion. Even pharmacists are concerned about being coerced to violate conscience. This is Life News Radio.
A culture of life is like a bright city on a hill. Just as people in 1890 might have had difficulty imagining today's cities, so it may be today in imagining a culture of life. But it starts with more than imagination. It starts with the moral commitment to offer the highest regard to the gift of God hidden within each human life. Let's become the culture of life.
British parents of Down syndrome children say the medical screening for Down syndrome and abortion reeks of eugenics, which for many on that side of the Atlantic still evokes the medical practices of Hitler's National Socialists. Taken from a purely economic viewpoint, the elimination of those who bring more joy than wealth to the world would leave a society that values its members as purely units of economic output. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.